Everybody in here, I'm sure, has a story about Grace Dansby and about something that she's done for the community or for Florida State or whatever.
That's Florida State University President John Thrasher. And the woman he's speaking so highly of is FSU graduate, businesswoman, and philanthropist Grace Dansby.
Well, Grace Dansby is an incredible lady, first and foremost. She's done so much for this community, including Florida State University. And those are the kind of people who give back, who constantly give back to the community, for the betterment of the community, the better of this university. Those are the kind of people that we really want to honor, and she was at the top of the list, trust me.
In its history, over 160 years, Florida State University has only granted 130 honorary doctorate degrees. So needless to say, it's an honor.
First and foremost, these are special individuals who have done so much. They're not lightly chosen. They are chosen through a rigorous understanding of their background and what they've done for their community and for Florida State. So these are very special, and today was very special, since I've known Grace for a long time, and to be able to preside over that was a special treat for me, and we're just so proud that she's among our great alumni.
Well, you may add Grace Dansby to the prestigious list now. She was presented the Honorary Doctorate of Humane Letters by Florida State University during a special ceremony. Dansby has served on numerous community and charitable boards, including a decade as the chair of the Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare Foundation's Board of Trustees. Dean of the FSU College of Medicine, Dr. John Fogarty, is a colleague and friend of Grace. During his address to a room full of family and friends, Dr. Fogarty says Grace Dansby is the perfect recipient of this award.
It's an honor and privilege to know you, to know and have you participate in our activities. It's a wonderful honor for me to be here today. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Tallahassee Regional Medical Campus in the near future, where we're going to go ahead and memorialize your wonderful gifts to us by putting a plaque on the wall of the Tallahassee Regional Campus in your honor.
Dansby attended FSU in 1947-48, and ever since she's been an advocate and donor to the university. So as the speakers in attendance can attest to, she's always put her money where her heart is, and that's helping others.
But her enthusiasm for the community and for doing things for other people hadn't changed one bit, and so today was a special day. Many, many friends from all over Tallahassee and really all over the state came to see her get this incredible honor.
As a founder of Southern Bank and Superlube, Dansby has always found success in business, but it's the relationship she's built that she says she cherishes the most.
It was really awesome because I didn't really realize how many people that had worked so hard and long on this successful ceremony today, and it was touching.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.